Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Oh my goodness. What a night.
Huh.
Let me catch my breath. Oh my goodness. So many things are going on. And we don't have time to talk about all the things that are going on. But it's exciting. Be encouraged. For the Lord thy God is with us, and greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We're going to be talking about just a moment that the suspects of the Boston bombing, one of them has been captured and actually killed in a gun shootout with the police department after killing a police officer. Mm-hmm. And another one, I believe, is surrounded as we speak. We prayed yesterday for justice, I believe, on the air, and God has brought justice to the situation, and they are removing this, and we are going to have an interview for you from their uncle, because they're brothers, from their uncle, fresh this morning, as he begins to describe their journey, and it will really enlighten you that what happened. And the uncle says, you're going to hear him say, that he was shocked to find out when they came back to him later on as they were growing up that they became related to Islam. And he's saying, you know, we came here to be Americans. What just be the Americans that we came here to be. And he says, eventually you'll hear him say, he says, I just cut them off. He's talking about cutting them off at that point because you're gonna hear their uncle describe their situation, the brother of their father. It's going to be on the air today, or actually an interview we have. But just this morning, this interview was given. We're going to be kind of converging some more this morning because these terrorists, these Islamic, according to their uncles, terrorists, are from Russia.
Wow.
They're immigrants from Russia. One of them was 7 years old when they got here. And in the context of that, when you start converging everything, we're going to talk to you about is that remember the Democratic National Convention, and we're all Americans. We're not Republicans. We're not independents. We're not Democrats. We're not even talking about that. But remember the convention when they said we don't want God in our platform. They booed God. But behind them, there was this huge picture of this military Navy fleet.
Yeah.
Well, that Navy fleet, and you're going to be able to see this on the Torch. We're going to make this available to you on the Torch at VFNTV.com, all of this, was the Russian Navy. You don't accidentally, if you're running for the president to be commander-in-chief of the United States, put up the President Putin's Navy behind you when you're trying to run. You know what I'm saying? You just don't even do that.
United States.
Unless you're trying to send a message to Putin about the future plans of transformation. And also, I believe, available for you is on the Torch, it'll be linked to that post, is where our president and President Putin were together when he was running for election. He told President Putin that he'll have more, what was the word? More flexibility.
More flexibility. It was Medvedev.
Oh, Medvedev, which was the Putin puppet.
Exactly.
That reportedly, which was proven because when he pulled out, Putin got right back in.
Mm-hmm.
But he told him, he says, I will transmit this message to Vladimir, right?
Yeah. But he said, after the election, I'll have more flexibility.
And the flexibility is now we have Russian Islamic terrorists in here. Remember I told you that I was really concerned about those who comforted America, sending messages of comfort. And it's really cool that they are. But it's kind of like, weren't you trying to destroy us last week? And now you're sending messages. And one of them was President Putin saying, we want to help out in whatever way we can.
Right.
You know, it's like, where did you come from? And you've never offered to help America, that, to mine, at least not on television.
Mm-hmm.
And and then to find out these guys are Russian immigrants and converted to Islam. And obviously they were, you know, used.
Mm-hmm.
And in the context of that, justice is, looks like it's being served on the ones that did this, because they actually have video. The, you go to FBI.gov. And you can see the video of the suspects and the pictures of them. We have actually have them available for you right this moment on The Torch. You can go to The Torch, VFNTV.com, and click on The Torch, and you can watch live right now what's taking place in Boston of the they had the house surrounded, and I believe they think the suspect is in that house. But you'll see. You can just hear firsthand. But, hey, you know, we've been talking about that a storm is being formed against us. It's a sword is being brought against us. And when you think about Islam, as we talked about before, and you can find out on The Torch about the stories of Islam and understanding Islam, as we sought to understand it, and we compared the Bible to the Quran and what the Quran says about Jesus, and that he's not the son of God, and that the only God is
Jesus.
Well, that's not what they say.
Oh, them.
Yeah. Sorry. Them. Them.
Those guys.
Yeah. And by the way, I just wanted every Muslim to know, as from our perspective, that the God that we serve loves Muslims.
That's right.
And will heal you, and will save you, and forgive you, and to restore to you, not oppress you, not threaten you, not control you, not force you. He's a loving God that just says, follow me.
That's right.
And he has good things in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
And totally different than Muhammad and Allah means, you know, God, but their God.
Right.
A different God.
Yeah.
A different God.
Yep.
And once you meet Jesus, the true God through his son, Jesus Christ, is just your eyes just open up. You just know. You're thinking, well, how can I intellectually, and you got to understand, he's real. So when you meet him, he comes into your heart, and all of a sudden you begin to see things you never saw before. And the biggest thing you begin to sense, and the first thing, you know, many Muslims that have found Christ experience is love. It's like, I never knew that God was about love.
Right.
And then you find out that God is love. And it's an amazing encounter to hear a testimony from a Muslim who finds Jesus as Lord. And but they caught the there was a gun shootout from reportedly, according to CBS News this morning, they shot I believe an MIT police officer and probably a guard police officer, or what's it, state police officer if it's MIT, and several times, and just stole his car and just took off, and that began the chase, and they got him at a certain point, and then there was a shootout. And you're going to hear right now an interview from their uncle that was just this morning. And we come back, we're going to be talking from this interview. We want you to hear how this is all converging. This is like one storyline. And we need to wake up. We need to wake up. And by the way, you're also going to hear today a CBN news report on God and Hitler and how that whole thing progressed to get to the point where JJ was in trouble. The Jews and Christians were in trouble. And it'll help us pay attention now not to repeat the mistakes of the past. But this is an interview right now, happened this morning, and the two suspects that were, one was shot and one is surrounded, understand that reportedly, that he's talking to them right now about his nephews. And here now.
But right now we have an exclusive interview with the suspect's uncle. Our assignment manager, Joe Kuscher, tracked him down. Our managing editor, Peter Wilson, just spoke with him on the phone. Take a listen to this exclusive interview.
Jokhard Tsarnaev, he's the son of my brother. And where does he live? What is he doing in Massachusetts? How long has he been here?
He came to the United States in early 2000. It was sometime 2001 when he was a kid. Since then, he's been, I'll tell you, he's been a really nice, quiet boy. So I have no relationship with him for a number of years. So last time I've been in Boston, maybe in 2005. Or 2006, then the latest I heard about Jahar that he successfully completed his high school. He went to college somewhere, not in Boston, but more to somewhere. I mean, they never told me. My brother never told me where he studied, because I would say he's pretty much illiterate. So. I mean, doesn't speak well English, so. But he never told me what that school was. But not Boston. Salisbury, something about that area. So this is the most I know about him. I mean, the latest.
And how old is he?
In college.
How old is he?
He's what? He's 19. He's about 19.
And this is your older brother's son, younger brother's
yes,
son.
Yes, my older brother's son.
And where is your nephew? Where is your brother? Is he in the
my
United States as
Enzor,
well?
My brother Enzor. His name Enzor. He's in Russia. He's in Dagestan. He lives with his wife in Russia.
Now, do you understand that your nephew is being hunted? In connection with what's going on here related to the bombings in Boston?
Shocked me. You absolutely devastated me by this. I mean, understanding, it's not comprehensible. It's not comprehensible in our family.
Did you see the images of him on television yesterday?
I saw the pictures. Not him. No. I saw two pictures yesterday. But he rang no blue to whoever, I mean, I would ever know.
You didn't... recognize him in the photos?
Just a sec. My wife brought me a... Just a sec. What?
And what can you tell me about the older brother, Tamerlan?
Tamerlan? Not much, really. Not much, really. Okay, so now I see the picture, yeah. I see the picture. It does look like him. The two pictures I saw yesterday, they're a bit different, kind of from top. So now my wife just brought me this thing, and I see the face reminding him, at least when he was a kid. And the older brother, Tamerlan, I would call him a loser, you know, because as much as I remember, I expected from my brother that they would just finish school, go to college and all that. So I heard he's not been in school, I'm not even sure what he's been doing, so therefore I just cut with him.
So knowing now what you do, you're recognizing the photos there and understanding what happened earlier this week in Boston, what are your thoughts? What's going through your mind right now?
Oh, lots go to mind. I just wish they never existed. Oh, I'm wordless. I am wordless. Shocked.
These brothers are wanted for killing three people and maiming dozens of others.
Come on, I mean, guys, I know. I've been just been watching it. I've been reading it. The people who did that, they do not deserve even existing on this earth. They do not deserve to exist on this earth. That's what I think. This thing.
What would have made him do this? Why would he have done this? Why would they have done this?
Paul, I got no idea, Paul. I got no idea.
Have they ever been in trouble before?
Paul, I don't know. Paul, I've not been in touch with them for a number of years. last time again, in 2009, maybe last time. And there was a 2009 when I spoke with Tamerlan. And we start when I just asked what he's doing, and he started telling me about that he's been in Islam. I told him, listen, Islam always been there. You just do your business, work, go to school, be useful, know why you came to America. That I remember, and I just hear you. I'm sorry for my word. I mean, what language? I said, you prick.
Their picture is hot.
Never ever. And so this is what I just cut with him. I mean, with that, the whole family, you know, they just been lies. But Johar, I mean, I remember him just being kid.
And you realize that one of your nephews is dead. He was killed in a gunfight with police.
Oh, of course, I do not realize anything. Who is killed? Who is that?
Tamerlan was killed in a gunfight with police overnight after having been in a shootout with police.
Okay, so he deserved his. He deserved, absolutely deserved his. Paul, it's not easy to realize these things. As I said, I saw the two pictures, and I read them last night. I mean, I read the Gazette in Russian, and there were two kind of pictures. But now that Zelina showed me on AOL, that it is reminding very much that second of them, which says another on the run.
They are also accused of killing a police officer last night and critically wounding another.
Oh.
Tamerlan was killed in the gunfight.
Tamerlan is killed. Tamerlan is killed in a gunfight, which is, you did. Okay, so I'm not sympathizing to him, Paul. I'm not sympathizing. If that was some fight, I'm not sympathizing him. Oof, wait. Oh, yeah.
What in their background could have driven them to do this?
Paul, I cannot tell you that. I cannot tell you that. You shocked me. I cannot tell you that. Their background, they've been refugees in this country. They've been refugees. They got their status as refugees. Refugees from war.
What would you say to the people of Massachusetts and, you know, runners from across the country and the world who came to Massachusetts had this attack brought on them as a result of these two brothers?
Since these people do have association with me through blood, I was saying this is barbarians. You barbarians, whoever they are. For people, listen, what can I say for people who perish, who were murdered? Sympathy. Condolences. Then I'm with them. And if some one of them may just send their curses on me, I'm ready to accept it. Because I'm associated with these bastards. I mean, I'm talking about the two involved. What else can I say? What else normal person can say?
All right, you're listening to an unbelievable interview done by our managing editor, Peter Wilson, with the suspect's uncle there that we've tracked down. And he had some amazing things to say, calling the older brother, Tamerlan, a loser, and that he deserved what happened to him. But he was also saying he wished that these guys never existed. He's just wordless and shocked. And he did give us a little bit more information about these two brothers. They are the son of his older brother. They came to the U.S. in 2001. Nice, quiet boy, talking about Jokar. He went to college, not in Boston, was a good student, 19 years old. The parents, though, clarified, are back in Russia. So when we were looking at the streets of Cambridge where we thought the parents may have lived, the uncle was saying that they're back in Russia now, but just a raw emotional interview from the uncle of these two brothers.
This is so important, is that you're hearing firsthand this morning, as I believe it was CBN News reporting, that they had an interview with the uncle of two of the suspects that are brothers. And you heard firsthand, too, that he was shocked. But yeah, he knew the character of these boys. And this is so important. This interview is so important because we got to immediately don't go there and put people in the same box, you know, right at the front. Just because somebody's the same nationality doesn't mean they're the same character. I mean, if anybody's had actually raised a family, you know that everybody in that family is different. And they have their own opinion. They can do whatever they want to do. And the second thing is family. You know, just because someone's family to these two suspects, you're hearing the man firsthand, shocked.
Yeah.
Just shocked. And he's speaking.
If you remember during the Newtown shooting, the massacre, that they were the other brother, the older brother, had to put out a Facebook and say, "Hey, it's not me. It's not me. It's my brother." You know, that poor guy could have been hurt.
Right. And so we're finding out in the interview about how these young boys were in Islam and talking about jihad. And we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. And then we're looking at God's news behind the news. So we have so many things we're going to share with you in this. What we just, what you just heard, if you missed it, is these two particular suspects, and I believe there's more, there are reportedly more, were brothers. And what their uncle, who was in this interview, and you can hear it, you can go back and hear it again, is shocked. But yeah, he knew their character early on. And he's there was war going on in Russia. They're Russian immigrants that came over because of war. This is what he's saying. And that they just wouldn't progress. They wouldn't. They were illiterate. They wouldn't learn English. And this is what he's saying. And that then he came over. They came over to visit him. You know, 2000 whatever, and said, "We are now in Islam," and talked about jihad. And he's like, what is this? Islam's been around. Well, you know, you just need to do what we came over to be Americans.
Do good. Go to work, go to school.
And what we're saying before the break is don't put his uncle and other people of that are Russian in the same category. Realize that people can do things individually, and we need to be able to deal with justice needs to be served individually. And just like rights are individual rights. And they talked about jihad. They talked about jihad, which, by the way, you can go to the Torch and listen to Islam 101, Muslim Brotherhood 101. And it's a simple explanation, rapid whiteboard explanation. Quickly, it just, you don't have to, it'll take a ton of time. And within 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you're going to understand the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islam. And one of their very platforms is jihad, which is holy war. And they would see what took place in Boston as a positive thing. They wouldn't see it as a negative thing because that's jihad. That is jihad. And anybody that's not Islamic, they're not Muslim, then they're infidels. And it's either convert, enter into servitude, or what? What does it say?
Die, right?
Die.
Off of the head.
Off of the head. And that's what the Quran says, right? And you can see that also. You can see the comparison of the two. On the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and type in Islam. You'll find a lot of things because we went on a journey. We wanted to find out ourselves.
That's right.
We didn't want to just kind of hear what people were saying. We need to learn because we want to find out what is, what is, we understand the news, but what is God's news behind the news? What is the perspective? What we found out is that Islam says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. He has to come back and apologize for calling himself the Son of God. He's just a prophet, and there's only one God, and that God is Muhammad, is what they say. And of course, they deny the Trinity, this amongst other things. But that right up the front, it's just a different God. It's not Jesus, you know. It's not Father God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And there's no way to God outside through His Son Jesus Christ. So that's anti-Jesus or anti-Jesus Christ, or you would call it anti-Christ religion, right? Which the Pope, by the way, just prayed with, the first thing he did, Pope Francis. I just heard today, by the way, on CBN News, this is the first Pope ever releasing the Vatican archives, making them all public. I just heard just fresh this morning. Really? And about the atrocities, how they made a pact with, you might, you might be hearing that possibly on today on BFN Radio, the source of it, CBN News. But they, they're going to reveal the fact that how the Catholic Church signed a covenant, like some sort of agreement with Hitler. And Hitler totally duped the church.
Wow.
He totally duped the church. Well, he's going to release all this. He's going to release all these things that, have, that has happened, and there's been a lot of atrocities in the history. And it wasn't until just John Paul, Pope John Paul recently, did they even acknowledge that Israel was a nation, remember?
Mm.
They didn't even acknowledge them as a nation until, I believe it was Pope John Paul. And you're just shocked going, oh, they weren't? You know?
Right.
And, of course, the Catholic Church owns a lot of the holy sites, they call them.
Yeah.
And when you go over there, they have their own authority. They're,
in Israel.
Yeah. The same way in America, you would go to a First Nation territory, and they have total sovereignty over that territory, and they can do whatever they want to on it. Well, this is the same thing with the Catholic Church. They own those holy sites.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. So they have their own government over it and all that. So, which just shows the how humble Israel is when they're allowing all this stuff to happen in their borders.
Wow.
And not just saying, you know.
Yeah, enough's enough.
Get out.
So what you heard was Russian, it looks like what they're reporting on the news, they were Russian, and you can see their face, you see their pictures, and the one, the picture on the right that you see on the torch right now, is when he, that's his young guy's yearbook picture in high school, so that's what he used to look like, but on the left is what he looks like now. And then you're hearing his uncle in the interview, on the phone interview, say that, yeah, that's him. And wow, you know, evil, you know, Satan looks for a vessel. He looks for a willing vessel. He has no authority on earth unless a human being who God has given authority here surrenders their authority to him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's people who just say, I want that, you know, and there's other people who are Christians that get into sin, and it, they end up being controlled by that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you think about it, President Woodrow Wilson was a Christian. You know, he was Presbyterian. I mean, at his father's deathbed, he was singing Christian songs over him. Mm. But the things that he brought out to pass is today the United Nations and all these different things that's taken place. And just because it's good doesn't mean it's necessarily God. And at that point was making a covenant with unholy nations. Once you got to the United Nations, that's sort of like saying, Israel saying, we're going to make a round table and we're going to discuss God's policies with
Iran
or the Antichrist. We're going to also bring in, you know, the Philistines and see what they have to say.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he said, don't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the United Nations really is.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. And so it looks like it's Russian. This is so significant now because do you have that Vladimir letter? Do you have the Vladimir letter?
I don't have the letter, but what I do have just this week President Obama the Houston Chronicle that's reporting is saying that he wants to ease diplomatic tensions with Moscow and had a letter hand-delivered to Vladimir Putin to propose new ways for cooperation with Russian officials. And it's like, it was hand-delivered, you know?
Right.
I believe we have a clip on that. Do you want to hear that clip now?
No, this letter just happened recently. But what the clip of what we have is when President Obama was meeting with several leaders, and this is when he's sitting down. There's an open mic, and where he's sitting down with Medvedev, which was a prime minister before Putin.
He was the president at that time, Russian president.
The president, and he says, "Just give me some more time. I'm in the middle of an election. Give me some more time. I need more flexibility
after the election."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is March 26, 2012. Yeah. Listen up.
President Obama was far from Washington today in South Korea for a summit with world leaders on nuclear security. But he couldn't escape presidential politics, not after a live microphone picked up a comment that he made to the Russian president. Senior White House correspondent Bill Plant is traveling with the president in Seoul tonight. Bill?
Scott, President Obama and outgoing Russian President Medvedev were still deep in conversation as cameras were ushered into the room. And President Obama was overheard giving Medvedev a very candid political assessment of his ability to deal with the major problems between the U.S. and Russia. All of the issues can be solved, the president told Medvedev, but he stressed that it was particularly important for incoming Russian President Vladimir Putin to give him space on the missile defense system, which the U.S. and NATO want to install in Europe.
This is my last election, please.
Yeah.
After my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Mr.
Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney said the overheard remarks signaled that the president plans to cave to Russia on missile defense.
If you didn't hear that, I want to be able to read this. This is what they're saying up close. They got the writing in there. Let me get this for
which
you.
The U.S. and NATO want to install in Europe.
This is my last election, please.
It says right here, it says, this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. That's what they're saying. Let me read the next one. I understand I will transmit this information to Vladimir. That's like a flashback, isn't it? And I understand, he says, and I stand with you.
As he's tapping his leg.
Yeah, and he says, and I stand with you. So the president of Russia, the bear, by the way, the bear, the prophetic bear that's going to come down on Israel, according to prophecy, says, I stand with you. And our president tells, I mean, we're not going to talk about him bowing down to the Saudi king. We're not going to talk about these other things going on. And then he tells the president of the bear that I have more flexibility after the election. I won't have another election again. And then he says, I'll transmit that to Vladimir. And then he says, we stand with you. Mm-hmm. And Putin sends his sympathy when he's one of the ones that comforted America in making this open statement, which is kind of awkward. I mean, it's cool. It's good. But it's kind of like if last week you were going to destroy us and this week you're talking about that. And then we're finding out it was Russian immigrants with Islam.
Yeah.
And Jihad, listen up.
Okay, I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Mr.
Republican president.
And that's what he says right there. And it's totally amazing, you know, what's taking place. And we get back, we're going to talk about how during the Democratic National Convention, they had a picture behind them that was blown up maybe 30 feet, 40 feet by 40 feet. But it was of President now Putin's Navy. It wasn't, he's running for commander in chief of America, but it seems like what's going on here with the bear. We're just talking more about how Vladimir, President Putin was offering comfort the other day to America. And we're finding out that these were Russian immigrants that were in Boston and you're starting to put all this together because you just heard right before the break that our president, and you understand God's news behind the news. What's God's word say about this? Well, Russia is considered the bear. When you understand, you read prophecy and says the bear is going to come down and make war with Israel. That's Russia. Mm-hmm. And everybody, it appears from our perspective and what we're seeing that our current president is making friends with everybody that is against Israel, against the Jews, and against the Christians. He's like befriending all these folks. Well, guys, remember this, that it doesn't end well. If you haven't read JJ, I heard JJ on VF and Torch, you got to go and search for JJ. That JJ stands for Jews and Jesus, the Jews and Christians. No matter what anybody tells you, you need to, and don't even listen to what they say. See what they do. What is their response towards the Jews? What is their response towards Israel? What is their response towards Christians? Mm-hmm. What is their response towards the church? And you're going to find out today in the extra hour, you're going to hear a detailed report about God and Hitler and what his response was. And Hitler literally said he was a Christian. He was an altar boy in the Catholic Church. Mm. And he worked his way deceiving and to bought them got them to buy into his election, but then he destroyed them and came in after them and then wrote his own Bible and sent it out and burned all the other Bibles and added like three or four new commandments to the Ten Commandments, and he was the God in the commandments. And then he created a song worshiping him as Lord that sang it in the schools. That's why so many people, when they saw the songs being sung to our president in the schools, are saying, this is like a flashback. The kids shouldn't be singing, oh, hell, Obama, and these different things, you know. I mean, and he has nothing to do with that. I'm not saying he has something to do with it. You know, just because somebody gets freaky and starts supporting you, you know, you don't know that. But I know but it's not good for, you know, schools to begin to worship anybody, you know, other than Jesus, by the way. Yeah, but at least you got freedom of religion. You don't worship the president. We don't have a czar. You know, we don't have a pharaoh, and we don't have a king. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pharaohs would set themselves up as God. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear this whole situation with, and remember, pharaohs were over what? Egypt. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and find out, you know, the state of the nation, you can see this on VFN TV. The very first international speech of our president was done in
Egypt,
Cairo University in Egypt, where he actually created a platform that brought the Muslim Brotherhood, who was banned prior to that, into power. This is all coming together. Listen, America. Listen, church. I truly believe that our current president is a set man by God. God, you know, gave us what we voted for, but we're not going to like what we get and the outcome of it. And of course, everybody didn't vote, but the majority didn't vote one way or the other. And we're not telling you who to vote for or what, but we're just saying this, but that God touched the hearts of the people to put this man in, because God was going to use this man to humble this country. And there's an orchestrated storm gathering around America to the point where it's being fundamentally transformed because of our pride and our arrogance and turning away from God. Now, I'm not talking about the whole nation. I'm talking about Christians, the people who call themselves believers and Christians of the church. And this is all available for you. You need to go to VFNTV.com and watch VFNTV. You're listening to the radio now, the prophetic teachings, where you can see the president himself say these things. You can see these things take place. And we're looking at God's perspective of what actually is happening here. Well, you know, getting an understanding of what's taking place in that all of a sudden that they're Russian Islamic terrorists that are over here.
Yeah.
But when you go back and you look at the Democratic National Convention that was there, and I don't believe there's any salvation in politics, so we're not any support of anything. These are Americans talking, is how I see it.
Yeah.
And you have the head of the DNC. He is talking here because they just found, this is actually live footage from a video, and you can see the video on the torch, but we're going to hear it, of I believe was the mayor of LA.
Los Angeles.
And they said, people began to say, you took God out of the platform?
Mm-hmm.
And they began to make a nomination. We want God back in the platform. And so you have the whole delegates out there, right? And you're going to hear a American Arab stand up, and they begin to boo the fact that God is getting back into the platform of why it's not. They're not booing Allah. They're booing Jesus Christ. They don't want the Christian God. That's my perspective. But listen up. You'll be really shocked when you hear this.
Recognizes the delegate from Ohio.
And you're listening to Mayor Antonio, I can't pronounce his last name. We'll get it in a minute for you. Listen up.
Chair of the Platform Drafting Committee, former Governor Ted Strickland.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that we suspend the rules to permit an amendment to the platform adopted by this convention last night.
Governor Strickland has made a motion on the floor to suspend the rules. Is there a second? A motion to suspend the rules to permit the amendment to the platform has been moved and seconded. This is a non-debatable motion requiring a two-thirds vote. All of those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. In the opinion of the chair, there's been a two-thirds affirmative vote to suspend the rules. Governor, would you like to make your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This summer, I was proud to serve this party as the Platform Drafting Committee Chair. As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters related to our party's national platform. As an ordained United Methodist minister, I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no. I guess.
You've got a rule, and then you've got to let them do what they're going to do. Rule.
I'll do that.
You have to understand, you got to put it out there, and then she comes and prophesies. You got to let them do what they want to do. Listen up.
One more time. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Governor Strickland, thank you again for your service.
It's amazing. What you just saw was Americans booing God on their platform. But what you also saw, what you'll see on this, there'll be a link to this on this post that we're talking about, that it's on the torch. Go to VFNTV.com and type in DNC. And you see these Arab Americans, and you know that they're Arab Americans because they have a sign that says Arab American Democrats. And they're booing. You see them just booing in this video. But you also see them taking a picture of this minister because he stood up for God. They were like, we're going to get his picture. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You're supposed to, oh, this is a democracy. You know, this is a democracy. That they had a right to be able to make that motion. Mm-hmm. And what the interesting thing was that there was more against putting God in the platform than for. And these are Americans. Don't think of them as Democrats. Think of them as these are our brothers and sisters and our neighbors who were there. And they said, we want God out of our platform. Mm-hmm. And now that's why we say we're in trouble. We have so much more to share with you. So many things are taking place. We're looking at God's news behind the news.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.